From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. North Korea vowed Monday to persist in its nuclear weapons development program, rejecting calls from the international community to rein in its aggressive military actions. Pyongyang's United Nations mission contended that new UN sanctions against it for its missile tests were a flagrant infringement upon its sovereignty, with state media claiming they were the result of a heinous U.S. plot to isolate and stifle the communist country. North Korea told a security conference of key regional leaders in Manila that it would never bargain away its development of nuclear weapons or ballistic missiles, and said that it would teach the United States a severe lesson with nuclear strategic force if Washington takes military action against it. Kenyans are casting ballots in their country's presidential election, bringing to a close yet another turbulent campaign season in the economically vital East African nation. Voters began lining up hours before dawn Tuesday to cast their ballots in hotly contested nationwide polls. Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is among the international observers.
There are a lot of people in line, and it's going to take some time, and people are going to need to be very patient with that. But obviously, the transition from voting to counting is going to be critical, and there's a process in place for that, too. That's why it's too early for us to be drawing any kinds of conclusions, but we'll see where it goes.
This year's election is the second consecutive election between the incumbent, 55-year-old Uhuru Kenyatta, and his longtime rival, 72-year-old Raila Odinga, who's making his fourth run for the presidency. This is VOA News.